Welcome back to Movie Trailer Reviews Podcast. It's your host Chris here and Brandon. We're here, well, Brandon's here to review The Addams Family. This is an animated version of The Addams Family. I'm not going to read the synopsis. You know who The Addams Family is. Stars Oscar Isaac, Charlize Theron, Chloe Grace Moretz. It's got a cast in it, but Finn Wolfhard, Nick Kroll, Snoop Dogg, Bette Midler. Man, this is a great list of people in this film. Brendan, how is it?
So I'm watching. I went by myself, and you know, I sat with the critics, which I was surprised. It was a lot of critics that were actually there to see this, but they put on like a full display. They had a person out front painting kids' faces. So I guess they were painting people's faces while they were waiting in line. They gave them like little Halloween buckets with candy and stuff in it. They gave them posters. Like, they made it a family event. They made it a family affair. And I think where this film really wins is that it knows what type of audience it wants to please. And it's a family film. Like, through and through, it is a fun family film with a lot of dark comedy that is not like it's weird how dark it is. Like, it's dark, like cutting heads off and like gas, like ghostly, ghastly figures and like contortion type shit. It's very Addams Family. Like, it leans really hard into what makes the Addams Family such an interesting concept, right? These people that are like, are they alive? Because they definitely do things that people who have bones that can break and shit, they can't do that. They blow themselves up. You know, they play around. Like, one of the children, his bed is a torture rack. It's, you know, stuff like that is why I think the Addams Family captured like had such a following, right? And kind of remains at the forefront of people's minds who were Addams Family fans. And I think the last Addams Family thing we got were the films with I can't remember the actress's name, but you know, the Addams Family Values, the two films that made MC Hammer rich. Like, I actually enjoy those films. I actually think those films, like, from my childhood is when I saw them. I had fun with them. I watched them as an adult. I still think they're entertaining as shit. I feel like they really capture the whole essence of just this creepy ass family that actually is more like a satirical thing pointing out to you how crazy our culture actually is. Like, we're the crazy ones.
Have they really not done any of these since like the role Julia?
I don't think so. I mean, they might have, but I wasn't paying attention to it if they did.
I mean, I think it's because it's such a hard thing to do. I'm trying to see.
I think it's a dated concept. Like, that's, I think that's part of the problem.
Yeah, they really haven't done a dated concept. Well, no. They did do, that's what I thought. They did do some stuff in 1998 with Tim Curry. Like, Tim Curry was in something. So they have. I was like, they had to have some other than the Raul Julia or
Addams Family Reunion. Oh, well, that's the same concept though. That's still the same Addams Family films.
Yeah.
Right. So they did the 91 one. They did the 93, and then they probably did a straight to DVD.
Yeah, it was
a direct to video.
Okay.
That don't count stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
trying to capitalize.
So
this is the last one that they did, because there's a huge gap. It goes from 98 to 2019. So, like, this is the most recent thing they've done outside of like maybe a musical,
mm-hmm.
you know. And they had a television series. And we're not really counting any of. They had a 2010 musical, and I don't do theater, so I don't know nothing about that. So I was interested in how they were going to bring the dated concept of the Addams Family into the 21st century. And yo, it's kind of like a woke concept film. I was actually surprised. The animation is interesting. It's kind of captivating. Like, I didn't expect it to be drawn, and I didn't expect them to do the characterizations the way they did, in the way that I was kind of blown when I went to see Into the Spider-Verse. Not to that degree. It's not that well done. It's not that creative. But as far as like in comparison to other animation films you'll see this year, I feel like this one stands out. I feel like this one is unique. You talked about essentially the concept of the film. I know Chris was like, I'm not going to read the synopsis of the Addams Family, but the concept is actually like they care about this story. And what it's about is they get kicked. They basically get pitchfork ran out of town, and they move to New Jersey, And he moved into the Addams Family house. And they're pretty much chilling there for 13 years. And then all of a sudden, like, they live in like a fogged up area. And all of a sudden, the fog starts clearing. And they look down and a whole new community, like a whole new town, has been built up below them. Now, what's going on down here is they're making fun of the whole fixing houses, like fix it or flip it concept of HGTV. And who is it? Allison Janney is this character named Margot Needler. And she's a reality TV host who walks around with a tool belt on and she fixes and builds homes. And what she's trying to do is she's trying to sell these homes in this community, but she can't sell them because when you look out your window, you see the Addams Family house, and it's not that's some shit that makes your market value goes down.
If I'm not mistaken, that's not too far off from the originals.
I feel in the first original one, they lost Fester, and he shows back up with a fake mother, and she's actually trying to get him to inherit the money because the Addams Family is loaded. And she's trying to use him to get the money. And in the second one, I think like they go to camp, but he's like, he marries a crazy woman in the second one. And she essentially tries to do the same thing. She's trying to steal their money. And this one is just like the Addams Family is trying to find a place where they fit in, where nobody wants to run them off. And this community is trying to get rid of them because these people are weird and these people are different to the point, Chris, the name of the community is assimilation. That's the fucking name of the community. And they have songs about don't be different, be like us. Which kind of calls back to the whole creepy camp one from the second Addams Family Bill, Addams Family Values. So it draws stuff from that film. So you get those two concepts, and it's not just within the whole town thing either. It's actually within the core values of the Addams Family. Oscar Isaac voices Gomez Addams, and he has a relationship that he's trying to build with his son, Pugsley, who is voiced by Finn Wolfhard, who is, if everybody knows, is from Stranger Things. And essentially, he's doing like this saber ceremony, which is like a rites of passage for Addams Family men. And his son is terrible at it. And he's like, if you do this, you'll like damage your name in the family forever. So we got to get this right. And that's like about assimilating into the family culture and his son being different and it being very hard for him to do that. Like Wednesday's character, she's voiced by Chloe Grace Moretz. And I think Chloe did an amazing job voicing her. The animation that they did for her character, she's very captivating. She's very entertaining. She's super sarcastic. She's hella funny. She's dark. She's dreadful. But in a way that is super charismatic, right? Like, I like the way that this film flips the dynamics of how we view light and dark. The film presents the Addams Family presents the Addams Family as family first so well that you don't look at their creepy shit as, oh, I would never be cool with them. Like, you look at them, you're like, I like them. They're fun. They enjoy each other. They care about each other. They love each other, right? And all of the dark shit, you start to actually accept that shit and you like it. You, when the house is screaming at them, you like that. You enjoy stuff like that. When Uncle Fester shows up, who is voiced by Nick Kroll, so he's off the fucking chain. It's perfect casting for Nick Kroll. That character is fun every time he's on screen. You could, like, the audience is laughing, the kids are laughing. That my theater was like, they were really enjoying the Addams Family parts of this film. And at the same time, the film is literally pointing their finger back at us when they go down into assimilation town. With the way they do big-haired white women characters on TV, how there's a camera everywhere, how everybody is Instagramming. Elsie Fisher from Eighth Grader is in this film as a new friend that she becomes friends with Wednesday. And they develop a really weird, awkward bond because she's bullied at school and Wednesday shows up at school. And of course, Wednesdays. But I found it interesting that they chose to use Elsie Fisher for Parker, who is the daughter of Margot, the woman that runs Assimilation Town. I found it interesting that they used Elsie Fisher for that role because that character has a social media following. She Instagrams a lot. She makes a lot of video logs. That's what Elsie Fisher did in Eighth Grader. So they pretty much picked an actress that perfectly fit into that character mold and used her here. Things start off like, oh, that family is creepy. And then it's like, actually, all of y'all weird ones are creepy. You know, all the people that seem normal, you're creepy. When there's a moment in the film where you've been watching dark for so long, and dark and gloomy, it's become so comfortable that they purposefully make the screen super bright when you go down into the town, and it's annoying and it's awkward, and everybody looks who is down there with all their fucking colors and brightness. It is off-putting. It is weird, and you start to look at them like they're the crazy ones. And the film just does a good job of juggling that. Oscar Isaac does great as Gomez. Charlize Theron is perfect as Morticia Adams. You know, she has her own situation going on as well in the story. And like Bette Midler shows up, and her and Jennifer Lewis riff off each other, and it's fucking amazing because I don't think there are two people louder than Bette Midler and Jennifer Lewis with more presence in a scene than those two, and to have them going back and forth off each other was just great for the audience. Like, there were black women cackling at Jennifer Lewis because her voice is so distinct. I just think that this is a smart ass movie, and I was really interested to see how critics were going to go about doing this. And from what I'm seeing, they're not really digging it. And I'm not surprised, but I am kind of surprised because I thought they might appreciate somebody pulling something back from a lot of their era and actually doing something positive with it and making it fun for the family and kind of breathing new life into it. But ultimately, this is one of those cartoons that is made for a certain audience, and I think that audience is going to love this movie. Like, I was laughing. I enjoyed this film. I thought it was funny. I thought it was cute. I thought it was dark in a great way. Like not in a scary ass way. I think it really is for children of all ages and adults of all ages. It's a great ass family film. So I'm kind of surprised, but not really, that critics are going this hard on it. But what can you do, man? They even put Snoop Dogg in it, and when he shows up, it's not annoying. Like, he's Cousin It, and it works. I thought the film was really cool, man.
Huh. All right. What would you give it out of 10?
I mean, for me, I'd give it like a 7.5 out of 10. I really didn't know what to expect, but when they were like, we need to go somewhere safe where nobody can find us, and the first thing you see is them driving past the sign of New Jersey. And under the bottom of the sign, it says, "What you looking at?" I was like, okay, this film gets it. Like, we'll see where it takes it. And I think it takes it there. So, oh, and the other character that I thought was really dope was, what is the character that lives in the house that plays the piano? I cannot think of what his fucking name is right now. But that big Lurch. Lurch has a scene where it's so out of fucking character, but it's perfect for this movie. And I think the way they use him, and I think the way they use Thing in the film together, they kind of go back and forth off each other, is kind of dope. And Titus Burgess is in here as a character named Glenn, who works with Margot, and all of his scenes are hilarious.
Yeah, I just see his name on this list.
Well, there's one black character in the film. He's the black character. Yeah. I mean, Jennifer Lewis is in it, but she doesn't play a black character.
Got you.
She plays a dark character, but she doesn't play a black character.
Make the quotas.
Right.
All right. Anything else about this film?
Nah. Go see it, man. Yeah. Take your family. Take your girlfriend. I think it's for everybody. You know, they even had fun with the Addams Family song. The film just works to me. I don't know what the fuck is up critics' ass this week, but it worked for me.
Well, maybe they
better than Joker.
It could be that they also saw Lucy in the Sky and Gemini Man. At this point, they were just dead inside. So,
I feel like this was the perfect film to see after seeing those two terrible ass movies.
Or maybe, but that also could be what it is. Maybe they didn't see Lucy in the Sky. They didn't see Gemini Man, so they needed something to hang on. But like you said, after seeing both of those films, like everything's great. All right, folks. There you guys have it. That is a review for Adam's Family. Make sure you guys subscribe. Movie Trailer Reviews Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. If you have an iPhone, you're on the Apple Podcast app. Rate us. Give us a 5-star review. If you still have, I know Apple's getting rid of iTunes, but if you have a way of rating us in, I think on your MacBook, you can either use iTunes or use the new podcast app. Whatever way, find a way, give us a 5-star review on iTunes. It really does help, really does matter. We're trying to get to 200 so that we can resubmit to Rotten Tomatoes. So please, please, please leave us those reviews. They really do matter. All right, folks, that's it. Thank you guys very much for listening. And until next time, we are out of here. Peace.